Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by The Wired Card and features Leo Klein of Henberger, a San Diego-based mergers and acquisitions advisory firm, and we're going to talk about exit strategy planning. Leo, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you today. And Leo, before we get started, we like to give our guests, our listeners, a sense of the background of the person that they're talking with. Can you tell us a little bit about your professional background?
Sure. The way I look at my life, kind of, there have been three careers, and this is my third one. The one immediately prior to this career was in what I call an 11-year startup experience, literally starting a company from scratch from my home, which was in Bangkok at the time. A friend of mine, it was in France, and we started a software company. This was in the early 90s, and it was a software relationship management solution focused on the retail industry, and we couldn't get it funded in Europe and in Asia, so we ended up creating a company here in the States. Fast forward, we became a public company, bought a shell on NASDAQ, raised some money here, and then ultimately were quoted on NASDAQ with a nearly $500 million market cap, and then things went south. So, have a fair amount of ownership experience, kind of been there, done that, and know how hard it is to get out of a business and do it successfully.
You've seen the entrance and the exit.
That's right.
Well, tell us about Henberger. How long have you been associated with them, and what are they all about?
I've been with Henberger, I think, since 2005. We call ourselves a boutique mergers and acquisitions advisory firm. We focus on businesses doing revenues anywhere from sort of 10 to 75 million. We call it the lower middle market. And we are our primary business is deal making and sort of helping business owners find outside buyers for their businesses if that's what they want to do. But we sort of learned the hard way that most business owners come to us when something happens in their life and they need to get out. There's a family issue, a health issue, or something else. They're burned out and they want to get out. And then if they have a decent business, we can make it happen. But we are under these circumstances, we're rarely optimizing the result. So you do that once, you do that twice, you do that three times, and then you get to the point where you're saying, hey, there's got to be a better way. And that's how we got into exit planning.
So let's talk about that term, exit planning. A lot of business owners think that's something I'll do a couple months before I leave my business. What is exit planning, Leo?
It depends on who you ask. It's if you talk to a CPA, they may do exit planning or succession planning, and these words often get interchanged depending on who you talk to. So the CPA will do exit planning, and you'll find it on their website. And if you ask them, what is it that you do, look a little bit under the hood, you'll find out that they'll do a little bit of a transaction analysis. If there's a deal on the table, they'll tell you how much money you get to keep. If you ask a financial advisor, they may say, they do money management, and they'll say, well, once you've sold, we'll invest the money for you and make sure that you get adequate returns. You can talk to a person who does estate planning, and they'll say, well, I'll do succession planning. And what they do, if you ask a little further, is help you transfer the business to the next generation in a tax-efficient manner. Well, from my perspective, these are all pieces of the puzzle. However, exit planning is sort of all encompassing. It's really getting out of a business, developing a roadmap on how to best get out of a business, figuring out who you want to transition it, when you want to do it, and how much you want to get out of it, and then taking into account all possible factors, whether they're personal, business, market, timing, legal, tax-related. All these factors need to be taken into account. And the reality is that the implementation is going to require the the assistance and the expertise of all these various professionals providing a piece of the puzzle, but the hardest part for most business owners is to understand the complexity that is comes with getting out of a business and finding the person who cannot who can help them put the puzzle together. Ultimately, what the business owners really need is the box with the picture of, you know, what their exit should look like for them.
Beautifully put. I have to say, you know, as you're preaching to the choir here, but for our listeners, Leo just brought up a very valid point. Exit planning has a different, not only for business owners does it bring up different images, but for each advisor it might bring up different images. And there, you have to ask your advisors, what do you do for exit planning? And you can always have an orchestra, but you always need what? A conductor.
Well,
you need a score and a conductor, right? And that's sounds like that's your take on exit planning. Is it's about all of these things and coordinating all of them to come to a goal.
Absolutely.
Based on the owner. Beautifully put. Beautifully put. So, why does exit planning matter so much, Leo?
Well, I guess Yogi Berra said it best. If you don't know where you're going, you might end up someplace else, and that's really what it is all about. I alluded to earlier on to my own sort of personal experience. We thought we were smart guys. We were on top of the world. We were millionaires on paper, and we had an exit strategy. We were in the process of doing a sort of a secondary offering on our business worth $100 million, approaching institutional investors and doing our roadshow. And as part of the secondary offering, my exit strategy, or part of my exit strategy, was to, you know, take some chips off the table and sell some of my founder shares in that secondary offering. And there was an external event that was beyond our control that basically caused the whole secondary offering to be cancelled. And initially it was postponed and ultimately cancelled. So even if you have an exit strategy, it's not always guaranteed that you will be able to successfully execute it. But one thing is for sure, if you don't have one, your odds of being successful are a whole lot lower.
Great point. We're talking with Leo Klein of Henberger from San Diego. We're going to take just a quick break, and then we're going to come back and ask you about some stories and some tips and ideas for our listeners. We'll be right back.
Business succession and exit planning is hard, and everyone says you should start early. But where can you hear a lot of ideas from a lot of professionals so you can decide what's best for you? At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 150 advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
If you came back from lunch today and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? More importantly, what are you doing to prevent this situation from happening in the first place? We work with business owners like you every day to design plans that attract, motivate, retain, and reward key employees. Don't wait until it's too late. Contact Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774 for a free consultation on how to retain and reward your key employees. That's 866-370-3774. Call today.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes. I'm talking with Leo Klein of Henberger from San Diego, and they're an M&A firm, an exit planning firm. And Leo, before the break, we talked about the fact that you've been through all of this. You thought you were in the catbird seat. Everything was going great. You were working towards your exit, and then an external event happens. And of course, everything can happen, or anything can happen to anyone at any time. But can you share a little bit about what your external event was, just for our listeners' benefit?
Yeah, we were in the business-to-business space in sort of 1999-2000, sort of essentially riding the internet, internet wave, the kind of the boom and bust cycle, B2C, B2B. And we had a kind of a cutting-edge business-to-business solution focused on the retail industry. We had three of the world's top 10 retailers using our solution. One of them was the number two retailer in the world. And we had signed an agreement with them that they were going to essentially connect their entire worldwide vendor base of over 50,000 vendors on our system, and our business model was a subscription-based software as a service solution. So cutting edge at the time. What happened was that late 1999 and early 2000, all the big companies, you know, became interested in the sort of in the internet space, and they wanted to get a piece of the pie. So you had announcements from, you know, all the big guys getting into this. And one of the announcements was Oracle, Larry Ellison, announcing a couple of marketplace initiative. And essentially, we our goal was to, you know, create a marketplace for the retail industry, an electronic marketplace. And he made an announcement that he was going to get into the space. And what he did in the background, you know, we didn't know about it. He called the CEO at Walmart, setting up a marketplace for retail. They want to partner with me. He did the same thing, called the CEO at Sears and at Carrefour. Carrefour is from France, world's second biggest retailer. Carrefour was our client, and essentially said, you know, the same thing to them. And by the way, earlier today I called Walmart. Whoever's going to call me back first, you know, can partner with me. Guess what happened? The guys at Sears and Walmart called him back and said, okay, we want to partner with you. The only hitch there was that Carrefour had an agreement with us that they were going to work with us. But we were a little company, you know, with 60 people out of San Diego, and Oregon here was the big fish getting into the space. So the big fish wanted to work with the big fish and maneuvered out the smaller guy. And so we learned about it through a Wall Street conference call, where the CEOs and the CIOs of, you know, these three firms were on a call together announcing this initiative. And we learned, you know, question was asked on the call, you know, how are you going to integrate this, you know, latest announcement you made a couple of months ago? And, you know, the answer was, well, we've had a long-standing and fruitful relationship with Sourcing Link, and we're going to examine how to best integrate them into this new endeavor. Well, fast forward a couple of months, you know, obviously we had canceled our roadshow and our fundraising around. We ended up with a sort of a legal settlement. You're not going to fight a big company. So we ended up with a three-year consulting agreement and some software sales. And guess what they asked us to consult on? Help us roll out this Oracle marketplace. We tried all things. We say, hey, buy us and we'll run it for you. We'll switch from our IBM-based solution to an Oracle solution, and obviously they didn't want to do that.
So you went from the leading edge to the bleeding edge because of the big boys getting involved all of a sudden, and something you probably didn't see coming. So now, when you decided to get into exit planning and working with Henberger, did you adopt a process? What kind of a process? Tell us a little bit of what business owners.
We have the sort of, based on our experience and sort of working with business owners, we've sort of developed sort of a whole process that we sort of have labeled intelligent exit. And the purpose of it's sort of a process that we take our clients through. It typically takes 8 to 10 meetings. And the purpose of our is that we essentially help the client think through their own situation in a systematic manner, do away with some of the emotions that come with getting out of the business, and come to a solution or a strategy that makes sense for them. So it's really about providing objective questions and a process to help people think it through. We like to sort of have these meetings every other week, so there's a little bit of time to digest the conversation, talk it over with friends and family, and then slowly come to, you know, a strategy. And typically it is, you know, there's a primary strategy, there's a backup strategy, and there's a backup of the backup, so that, you know, depending on the situation, you know, they always know, you know, what to do if certain things happen.
At what point do you get their advisors that they may have on their team involved?
Our approach is to say, well, let's have initially that conversation. Let's do some initial fact finding on everything that is that it needs to be looked at to develop that strategy. And once we've sort of have developed the strategy, then what we do is present that strategy in sort of in a team meeting to all the other advisors. And if needed, we bring in some new advisors if there are certain gaps. And simply sort of, here's the strategy, here are the facts, here's the strategy. Now, let's discuss this and provide your input and suggestions. Let's refine the strategy based on your expertise. And then let's finalize it and then implement it. From my perspective, best practice is that sort of you repeat this process once a year until you conduct your exit. And if I may, one final word on this. I believe that this is a great opportunity for all advisors, because what's going to happen with business owners that go through this process is that they finally start understanding that they're going from a lifestyle business to becoming entrepreneurs focused on value, and every dollar spent on advisors will result in a manifold return at the end. So instead of looking at advisors as, you know, expensive people, you know, that, you know, cost money by the hour or by the minute, it is all about return on investment, and there's going to be a manifold return by working with them.
Another great comment, great pearl of wisdom, is that you're investing in the growth of the value of the sale of your business. So now, in your perfect world, if somebody says, Leo, I'm thinking about all this stuff, but I don't know if I'm ready. When should they start coming and talking to you? What's the best scenario?
I've been on the other side starting a business and dealing with sophisticated investors. And what they are looking, first question that venture capital firms or private equity firms will ask you is, you know, what's the exit strategy? So I would argue that every business should have a business plan. Every business owner should have a business plan. And the most important chapter in the business plan is the exit plan. So it's never too early to have an exit plan. If you haven't done one, at a minimum, I would argue 3 to 5 years before you get out, because the single biggest value driver is, I guess, just the strength of your management team. And what I find in our space is that most of the time the owners play a critical role in running the business. And if that's the case, replacing that often takes time.
Good point. That takes quite a bit of time to either retain or reward or get them involved. In our last minute, Leo, can you tell us how our listeners can get in touch with you? Do you have a great website that they can go to? And what kind of introductory offers do you offer our listeners?
We've got a website that is hamburger.com, and sort of as an introductory offer, it's very simple. I'd be happy to have a conversation with anybody interested to talk, either on the phone or in person, if they're in Southern California.
Let me spell that. It's H-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R, right?
Correct.
H-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. And your last name is spelled K-L-I-J-N.
That's correct.
Leo Klein, right? Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. And what's the best phone number for you?
858-231-2393.
And you'll offer anybody that calls just a conversation?
As long as they want to talk.
Let's kick the tires about this.
That's
and
right.
Talk about exit planning. Especially, you're down in the San Diego area, but your marketplace, again, is 10 to...
75 million.
10 to 75 million. Leo Klein of Henberger, and you can find him at www.henberger.com. It's been a pleasure. Thanks very much for coming on. And we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have our next guest. So please stay tuned, and Leo, thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks for having
me. Hope you'll come back someday. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.